lost in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, proof positive that you never give up. We had a pretty darn good week last week. And as expected, never ever surprises me. I bet it doesn't surprise you. The left has lost their cookies. They've lost their lunch because we're winning some extremely important court cases. The Supreme Court, and what made the difference was, in the end, and hopefully it continues, the originalist justices that Donald Trump put on the court. So the left is losing their cookies, as I said, and there's so much to talk about that. On that, we are live on Facebook, Getter, all over the freaking place. You can hear us. And if you are within earshot right now, you can call us at 603-816-1590. Did you watch the pro-abortionists lose their minds? Now, did I give you the number? 603-816-1590. That's the number. I never know if I gave you the number or not. Think for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, what the reporting would look like if we had even a remotely honest media about what happened last week. Not even thinking for the moment about the landmark gun decision in which the court said, you know what? There really is a constitutional right to defend yourself, even outside your home, and we're going to strike that one down. And that one came before the historic decision, Supreme Court decision repealing Roe v. Wade. The left has raised millions upon millions of dollars fear-mongering that this would end life as we know it, end liberty as we know it, because, of course, having an abortion is the very definition of liberty, has nothing to do with anything else. It's only abortion. Those same pro-abortionists dutifully got their jabs, and they fully supported most of them, almost all of them, supported the government as their proxy to force you to do it too. Now, never mind, there wasn't another life in the balance. It was just your life. But based on their phony, feigning idea that you are responsible, that you must do as we say, because after all, it's for your own good. It's for the good of the public. We found out, and of course, they're never going to admit it, that it wasn't for your own good. It wasn't for the good of the public. Everything they said about COVID and the jabs have turned out to be fraught with lies and deception. But the left still thinks of abortion as the very meaning of liberty. So I started saying, think for a minute what the reporting would have looked like if we had even a remotely honest media. They would tell the radicals and others that this doesn't outlaw abortion. Okay, much as some people think it ought to be, this did not outlaw abortion. They'd tell them that it relegates the issue to the states and is fundamentally and always was a states' rights issue. This they should care about on a whole lot of other issues, but they don't, because they don't do their due diligence, and the radical left are reactionary, and they want to firebomb pregnancy centers, which, by the way, doesn't that pretty much tell you what they're for? They're for death. They aren't pro-choice, never were pro-choice. They're pro-death and We don't want, and pro not choice. They're the opposite of pro-choice. They don't want women to have a choice. They want women to have abortions. And as horrible as that is, how radical that may sound in light of all the other things we've been watching, the systematic disrespect for human life at all ages, the complete criminality of sending COVID. I will never stop talking about this. This is outrageous. It's horrific. It's criminal. And our politicians sent COVID into nursing homes with grandmas and grandpas while they told us if we didn't do as we were told and put a rag on our face, we'd be killing grandma. And then they went about and killed grandma. In the last couple of years, the jump the shark COVID propaganda has shown that they have no respect for human life, and they most certainly have no respect for the human lives of those people who they deem to be their political enemies. Think about it. If we had an honest media, they might tell them, those radicals, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself thought Roe v. Wade was terrible law, thought it should be overturned on that basis, and that states ought to have the right to make their own policies as it was before the 1973 ruling. They would tell people that, but they're not going to. They're going to continue to rile people up and encourage and incite. Last I checked, that was illegal. They are responsible for that, but they won't be held accountable. They would try to stop instead of incite violence, as I just said. They're not doing that. They're doing everything they can to spread misinformation. And oh, don't you love when they accuse everyone else of misinformation and it being dangerous? Again, right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, you accuse the other side of exactly what you're doing so you can confuse and muddy up the issue. So you can make moral relevance, relativism where there is none. The media would give both sides of the story to inform rather than indoctrinate people, but we have long since dispensed with those journalistic principles, ladies and gentlemen. Even politicians, elected and unelected bureaucrats who have no right making law, they are engaged in inciting violence in, not all of them, let me be clear. They are engaged in misinformation, in inflaming rather than enlightening the discussion. All of this is a pipe dream right now, but that's how it ought to be. Meanwhile, we're having some tremendous wins. Some very important wins just when you thought all was lost. And I'm afraid to get a little too optimistic because we can't. We can't let up because we know these people will never stop. I wrote an article, the shortest. My articles are getting shorter and shorter and shorter because I say what I have on my mind and then I quit. It's nice. It's like in the old days when, I don't know, is it Benjamin Franklin or whomever said, my apologies for the long letter. I didn't have time to be brief. I wrote, and I'm not always so brief, but I wrote a piece about this. I was absolutely encouraged. And as you know, I was not always, quote unquote, the definition of pro-life. I was for the definition of the government staying out of people's private business and using the bully pulpit and persuasion to try to persuade people about the preciousness of life. That's what you do. You know, that's what I did as a social worker when, God forbid, I'd have somebody before me who was suicidal. I can't force them to stay alive. If a person wants to kill themselves, they can do it. But do you really want the government encouraging them to? No, because that creates the kind of cheapening of life that we see actually happening today. So I was elated by the decision, and I wrote this little piece at KarenKataline.com. So it's entitled Creating. Why is there an ad in front of my, there's ads, lots of ads, lots of ads. I apologize for all the ads. Creating rights that don't exist while taking away rights that do. This is a virulent left. It bears repeating that creates rights that don't exist. Joe Biden, on the day of the ruling on Roe v. Wade, which was Friday, gave a speech, which of course he was directed to give. He read a speech and probably didn't read it accurately, because he hardly ever does. He's simply a mouthpiece and not a very good one at that. Read a speech that said that we have a constitutional right for abortion, which is precisely what these originalist judges said is not true. There is no constitutional right to abortion. There's also no constitutional right to health care, a constitutional right for gay marriage, a constitutional. It goes on and on and on. The left has been forcing their agenda on us through the judiciary, and somebody decided to say, no, we'll keep our constitution. We really like that. Go away. And I must say that is the biggest reason why Donald Trump was maligned, framed, spied upon, demonized, called Hitler, called racist, called the worst names in the book, because he literally stood in the way of the misery, the contempt for America, the inflation, the stopping us from using our own energy, the war and attack on every single one of our Bill of Rights, every single one. He stood in the way of all that, ladies and gentlemen, and they knew it. That's why they had to drum him out of office and potentially, possibly, oh yes, cheat in order to make sure that he would not get four more years. Now, think about it. I think a whole lot more people who hated Donald Trump are beginning to see what the left wanted to hoist upon us all along. A death cult. Long ago, the left was lying when they said they wanted to make abortion safe and rare. Now they celebrate it. Now they put no restrictions on it. In some places, they believe in infanticide. It breaks my heart to say this, but the devil worship and the Satan worship and the evil that we are seeing, which is now out in the open, it's no longer behind closed doors, that's the path to the Marxism that they want so badly. Some of them know it, and some of them don't. Some of them know that robbing us of our faith, our families, our values, our constitution, and our country, and our sovereignty is the way to Marxist tyranny. And some of them are just useful idiots. They don't know any different. But that's what's been going on. It's a day, as Kurt Schlichter, and I interviewed him yesterday on another show, he said, get gloating, people. Read his article. It's wonderful. Get gloating, people. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Kataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
And welcome back, everyone. And thank you, Art, for glossing over my little flub. I did not hear the music, and he said, we made it work. I love it. what was I going to say before? We have our guest here. I wonder if you happen to see or hear the audio of Carrie Lake telling, and I didn't bring the audio. I apologize for not being able to bring the audio with me this time around. I'll probably have it on Friday because it is wonderful. Both Carrie Lake, who is running in Arizona for governor, and Harriet Hageman are distinguishing themselves as being the kind of Republicans that establishment Republicans hate. They fight back. They do it more politely than I probably would, which is why I don't want to run for office. I did a long time ago, but they do it with class. They do it so well, and they are unafraid. Carrie Lake said that a CNN person, I'm sorry I don't have the clip, but you probably do have heard it, asked her for an interview, and she said, yes, I'll do an interview, but it has to be on CNN Plus, which was a wonderful little dig because, of course, CNN Plus is defunct. And she said, because people aren't buying what you're selling, which is propaganda. And she said it with a twinkle in her eye, with a smile on her face, and it was beautiful. See, these are the kind of fight back Trump Republicans, MAGA Republicans that Biden calls ultra MAGA. If you're MAGA, you better just wear that as a badge of honor, ladies and gentlemen. These are the kind of fight back Republicans who speak up, who stand up and speak their mind, no matter what the bullying and intimidation, which continues. And the establishment just wants to, they don't just want to go along to get along. They simply want to lose. They're used to losing. They're used to going to all the right cocktail parties. They like being part of the establishment in Washington, D.C., or possibly they've been bribed or blackmailed or bullied. Those are the three B's in politics: bullying, bribery, and blackmail. Do I have any evidence of any individuals? No. But I've studied the mob very often, and this is what they do. They say, you know, look at the mob. I mean, the mob had a few principles, like they didn't want their kids to go into the mob. I'm a buff about mob history, okay? And I am saying this with a twinkle in my eye. A mobster would go into a small business and say, here, you know, I want to protect you. You need protection. And here's how much it's going to cost you for that protection. And the guy says, I don't need any protection. I'm fine. He said, what do you need protection from? And the guy, the mobster, says, from us. And that's pretty much how it goes. I do want to read a few of the comments because we are still waiting for our guest who is supposed to be calling in about a new movie. So probably our guest is a little bit delayed, which happens often. This little program, we get kicked around quite a bit, but we don't care. We're the little engine who could. But anyway, let's see. Richard says, I watched it live last night. Carrie Lake is awesome. Richard, if you want to call in and tell us more, 603-816-1590. That's 603-816-1590, because I can't type a response, but I can give you a verbal one. The other one was Harriet Hageman, but let me read this other comment from Richard. Richard, thank you for participating. We love reading your comments on the air. The Democrat Party was formed because of the hate they had for the newly freed Americans. Hasn't changed since the Civil War, only more cunning and devious. I wish I could disagree with you, Richard, but I don't. Chris says, plus arrest them. Yeah. Yeah. We, the people who were at MAGA rallies were maligned because they said, put her in jail, put Hillary in jail, whatever that phrase was. They said, let's see, lock her up, lock her up. And the left was horrified. Meanwhile, they're standing there, that comedian with a lobbed off, bleeding, severed head of Donald Trump, and that's okay. In fact, this gives me an opportunity to give a totally unsolicited, shameless plug for my show on Friday. I do want to tell you about that. Well, we're waiting for our guest. And that is, I have one of my most favorite guests, and I have a lot of guests I love having on, and I have a whole list of people that I love having on. But one of them is a wonderful, prolific writer for stream.org, a Catholic publication online. You can go to stream.org. His name is John Zemirak. He's become a friend. And this man is not only prolific because he writes articles every day at this site. He's a senior editor and writer, but his articles are so great. He doesn't pull his punches. I'm going to have an extended discussion with him on Friday. And that discussion, at least, you know, he's Catholic, right? So he probably has a few things to say about Roe v. Wade. But before that, we're going to go into quite some detail about an article that he wrote about anarcho-tyranny. And the reason I think this is so very important is because if you know that what you are watching is a strategy, is a tactic, it is out of their playbook, you can not only fight it easier, better, and more effectively, but you can also look like clairvoyant. You know what they're going to do. Remember the great Rush Limbaugh. He said, I know these people like the back of my hand. Once you know their strategy, you can pretty much depend that's what they're going to do. They're going to push a button and all of a sudden, violence, firebombing of pregnancy centers happens as if that's going to bully and intimidate justices into changing their mind. I must give kudos to them for not having done that, since there actually was a credible assassination attempt of Justice Kavanaugh. This is outrageous. The left doesn't care. People, Democrats in Congress don't want to protect justices because they don't want to protect our republic. But let me get back to what I was saying about anarcho-tyranny. This is so very important. And John Zemirak goes into some detail about what it is. As a matter of fact, I think it's so important, I'm going to try and give you the title of that article if I can here. You can go to stream.org. And the name of the article, stream.org, is American Anarcho-Tyranny, or Daddy, Are We Communist Poland Yet? Now, he gives very, very clear evidence and information, historic information, that this is exactly how the Nazis came to power in the 30s. Now, I just love it when people say, oh, if you bring up Hitler, if you bring up Auschwitz, if you bring up the Holocaust, you lost the argument. I beg to differ. As a Jewish person, we always are fond of saying never again, never again. Well, never again doesn't mean never mention it again. It means understand the early signs of tyranny so it won't happen again. And that's what's been used, what is being used today. American anarcho-tyranny. And what is that? Anarcho-tyranny means anarchy for us, tyranny for you. Now, we probably won't get our guest. The publicist is trying to reach him, but he's talking about a new movie that's out. So again, he must have been waylaid there, the movie, which is called Capital Punishment, about the maligning, the wholly unconstitutional framing and sting operation that appears to have happened with the January 6th incident. The media, with dutifully propaganda media, refuses to report anything that is exculpatory in their narrative, because this is all political propaganda. If you think for one moment that you are going to get accurate information from these alphabet networks, you're not. I don't care if it's CNN, ABC, NBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, and on and on. They all march in goose step. And yes, there's another Holocaust reference. So it's tyranny for us. They'll frame you. They will make an example of you, and they'll throw you in solitary confinement. We've seen this again and again. They are abusing their power and using the power of the government. This is what abuse of power is really all about, to go after their political enemies. We've seen this happening for a long time. Meanwhile, they let criminals out of jail and out of prison just in time to go burn down another city. And then you get a vice president who says, let's raise money to bail them out. How about that? Look at that. It looks like we have a guest. I don't know if we have much time. I guess we're going to do the shortest interview ever. That's too bad. With Chris Burgard. Chris, I understand that you are on the program. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Spouting Off in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Darren, how are you, ma'am? It's so nice. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you too. You might want to stay on, because if we don't get our guests a second time, then we'll keep you on. So stay by the phone. You never know. It's like Dodge City out here. Go ahead and take, we have about 5 minutes. Take the time you need to talk about this movie, Capital Punishment.
Well, you know, Capital Punishment, my partner Nick Searcy and I, we just felt like we needed to be at the Capitol on January 6th. So I took my family. I have a 17-year history of making documentaries about truth that the mainstream doesn't seem to want to let you know. And we just recorded that day and didn't know we were going to make a movie about it until a few weeks later, when we saw how the narrative was being stolen. I'd been on the ground in Honduras when they attempted a color revolution down there back when Michael Jackson died. So things were happening on that day on January 6th that my buzzers and bells were going off. And at one point I was telling my wife, as we're walking to the Capitol, I said, look around you. I said, where's the TV crew? They're not here. Where's the police? They're not here. That tells me that the images that you're seeing of, you know, 2 million peaceful people praying and protesting, all the diversity, this isn't the images that they're going to go with. And I'm afraid something bad is going to happen at the end of this march. Just as I said that, my partner, Nick Searcy, who was down at the Capitol, called me and said, Chris, they're opening up the bike racks. They're moving the bike racks and letting people in the Capitol. And I got a big pit at the bottom of my stomach. I looked at my wife and I said, honey, someone's going to die today. And about 2 hours later, Ashley Babbitt was dead.
By Capitol cop, Ashley Babbitt was unarmed. I've got to ask you very quickly, there isn't one person who's sitting in jail in solitary who was armed that they can prove, is there?
No.
That's right. And yet they're still calling it an armed insurrection. This is outrageous. This is a smear campaign. Go ahead.
That's why capital punishment is so dangerous to them. This is the most censored movie I've ever seen in my life. And I was 3.5 years with Breitbart as their main content creator. I've never seen the algorithms suppress a movie like this, because when you see capital punishment, when you see what really happened to Ashley, when you see how bogus the breaches were and how they were set up like a movie, and it was a captured operation led by agent provocateurs, it destroys the entire J6 insurrection mantra. It drops the scale. And the interesting thing is, the movie doesn't just play with people who are pro-American. You know, when liberals see the movie, they don't cry when Ashley Babbitt dies, but they cry when her dog dies. And once you get into their heart, they see the truth. And it's a very dangerous movie to those that want to see this government taken down.
Yeah. Chris, very quickly, I want to ask you, does it cover, I'm just real curious and I want to see the movie, does it cover how it was that Donald Trump was talked into this when there was this whole sting operation in the first place? Did somebody give him the idea? How come he went along with it? I mean, he didn't know what was going to happen. I don't mean that. I just mean, boy, it seems like he walked into a huge trap, didn't he?
Well, what the movie actually shows is how Donald Trump was, his message was manipulated. You'll see in the movie how shows like Good Morning America and major networks re-edited what he said that day at the lips to make it seem like he was telling people to go take over the Capitol.
We watched it. If you watched it, you know that's not what he said, but a lot of people didn't watch it. But yeah, we know that. Right. Doggone it. We have to go. Tell everybody where they can see this movie that has been so censored.
GiveMeLibertyNow.org.
Say it again. You broke up there.
GiveMeLibertyNow.org.
GiveMeLibertyNow.org. Thank you, Chris, for joining us. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Spouting Off on WSMN.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements and facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com, and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference on all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police and the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today, when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everybody, to Spouting Off here in Nashua, New Hampshire. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in on Facebook, on Getter, on anywhere you can find us. And then I put the show on my website. Our next guest is in the virtual green room. Delighted to have him on, president and founder of the Issues for Life Foundation. Talk about a relevant issue. The California Civil Rights Foundation, founder of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California, and core member of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition. He also sits on the board of the Morning Center, which was founded to provide free full-service maternity care for women in urban and underserved areas, and serves as a leadership consultant. Welcome, Walter Hoy, to Spouting Off.
Karen, it's my pleasure to be here. God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, and God bless the United States of America. We are cheering this repeal of Roe v. Wade for a host of reasons, not the least of which that this issue will now be relegated to the states, and it strengthens constitutional principles and states' rights. Tell me your take on it, and then we're going to go to some of the tweets that I saw, Walter, that just blew my mind. Women are dying if they can't kill their babies, and it's racist if you don't think so. Huh? What? Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I am so glad I joined you and so many others in cheering about the overturn of Roe v. Wade. I only wish that they had reversed it in the way that implemented or touched on the 14th Amendment, that would have defined the child in the womb as a person defined in our U.S. Constitution. And that way, even the states would have an extremely difficult time of overturning it or overruling it or legalizing it. But however they did it, I am so glad, so victorious. And now we're working even harder now that it's been overturned.
Hello, are you still there?
I'm still here. I hear something. Yeah.
I lost my cord. My cord just lost, and you were there. I didn't hear the last thing you said. Sorry. Go right ahead. You said, last I heard, and everybody else heard it, just not me, that you wished that they would have pretty much outlawed abortion and validated the rights in the womb, is what you said.
Well, I was saying that if they had overturned Roe v. Wade based on Harry Blackmun's opinion, majority opinion, where he said that if the humanity of a child could be defined, the entire Roe v. Wade decision would collapse. In other words, if the child was a person that's defined in the U.S. Constitution, then Roe v. Wade wouldn't even exist at all. And so I was hoping that the Supreme Court reversed Roe, but reversed Roe based on the 14th Amendment, which establishes personhood for Black Americans.
Yes. Well, and we could debate that, and I'm all for debate. I think we're living in a time, and I disagree. I think states' rights, I'd like to see states argue this issue, because states' rights have dwindled further and further down at a time when people are voting with their feet in this country. And the left doesn't just want their way. They want their way to be everyone's way. I mean, let's face it, this firebombing and this violence against pregnancy centers and Christian centers is really all about that it's not okay if a state wants to ban abortion. Everybody has to celebrate abortion like the left does. That's really what they're saying, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And even more than that, and at the same time, they refuse to touch on.
Okay. All right. I have another problem here. I think people can hear us. Art, did we lose our guest, or is it me that you've lost? Gosh.
Well, he's still connected, but we lost the audio to him.
We lost. Okay, so that happens sometimes with this new system. Let's see what we can do about getting him back on the telephone, please. Meanwhile, I will tell you what I hope to ask him, which is the notion that this is something I wrote on Twitter, and it's in response to something that says Roe v. Wade ruling is disproportionately hurts Black women, right? Experts say it hurts Black women. So what you're telling us is it hurts Black women to have their own babies, even though abortion centers were placed in minority neighborhoods on purpose, because in fact, the roots of abortion are very racist. So there you have the exact opposite of like everything else we've been saying. They're accusing their opponents of doing exactly what they're doing. Now, I'm not sure I'm for force, the use of force at all. I'm really for persuasion. And I have some disagreements with my fellow conservatives who want to outlaw abortion altogether. And so we can talk about that, because guess what? We're not the side that doesn't believe in that will put down debate and will put down dissent. You're not allowed to dissent anymore. So let me tell you what this is. While we're trying to get our guest, I really do hope we can get him back. If not, we're going to ask Juan on the show in a minute, because we have these technical difficulties, and that means Juan sometimes has to come on and talk to us, because I love having him on. Roe v. Wade ruling disproportionately hurts Black women. I posted that on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, even though my follower numbers hasn't changed in 3 years. I keep getting things that say, I'm following you, but the number never changes. Republicans are racist for wanting more Black babies to be born. Democrats are anti-racist because they want them aborted, like Margaret Sanger did. And a note to the sign in the picture, and you really got to see this, ladies and gentlemen, in this picture. Do find me on, you can find me at Karen Cataline on Twitter, and I'm the same on all of them, Getter and Clout Hub and you name it, MeWe, I'm there, because it's an unusual name, so I get to have my name. Note the sign in this picture. There's a picture on the front that says, "Get out of my uterus." Okay. And the other one says, "Politicians are not doctors." I thought that was precious, really. Note the sign, "Politicians are not doctors. Unless they're forcing vaxes on everyone, then they are doctors," right? Then they're practicing medicine without a license. Then you have medical tyranny by the atrocious, horrible, and despicable Anthony Fauci, who wants the Fauci protocols in hospitals that kill people, remdesivir, ventilators. Let's just treat everybody as if they're worthless. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to come full circle. It's a good thing that I was so riled up about this. So if the guest doesn't show, Karen just keeps going. And that is, let's come full circle with a virulent left that believes we're all, you know, one size fits all. You can force vaxes on all of us. And let's say vaxes doesn't involve another life. It's only your life. And yet your life but belongs to the government, and they can force an experimental drug on you that is now proving to be dangerous and at the very least ineffective. So people said no to that, and they paid in some cases with their jobs. That is not liberty. And that is something that the Constitution guarantees, liberty, personal liberty. So politicians are there. And think about it. If you know somebody who is virulently pro-choice, and they're not for choice, they're pro-abortion, that we've proven that they are not pro-choice. They don't believe in choice. If they believed in choice, they wouldn't be bombing pregnancy centers. The people that come into pregnancy centers are actually doing so voluntarily. They don't believe in anything voluntary. They believe in force. That's what they love. Force, bullying, and intimidation. That's what they want to impose on everyone. So if you know somebody in your life who is pro-choice, calls themselves pro-choice, ask themselves, keep asking them, were you for forced vaccinations? Guess what? There was somebody, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook. There was somebody on Facebook who posted that a journalist was asked, were you for forced vaccinations? The woman walked out in a huff. She couldn't even answer the question. Tell me something, folks back there behind the virtual glass. Were we not able to get our guest back via the phone? Because I'm looking at all my notes and I don't see that we could get our guest back. We have about
a few times and it goes to voicemail.
Nah, we couldn't get our guest back. Well, we'll get these little technical things fixed. But in the meantime, if you'd like to weigh in on this discussion, either via Facebook, which you can do, or through calling me on the phone at 603-816-1590. One of you who's texting, please call me on the phone. Tell me, where were you when you heard that Roe v. Wade had been overturned? I am celebrating for a host of reasons. I also think that we are strengthening states' rights. And it bears mentioning that it's getting overlooked, the incredibly important ruling that came just a couple days before last week on the Second Amendment. I go back to the article that I wrote. The left creates rights that don't exist. Like, we all have a right to an abortion. I think the baby, if the baby could speak, would protest that. But they're the most helpless of all. So they create a right that doesn't exist, that somehow we have a constitutional right to have an abortion. We don't. I don't really want the government in my body either, but that's an issue for the states to decide. Meanwhile, they are working full scale, hardcore, as strongly as they can to take away the rights that are specifically enumerated in the Constitution. Matter of fact, that's how they do it. It's another bait and switch, like the anarcho-tyranny I was talking about earlier. Anarchy for us, tyranny for you. We're going to claim that there are rights you don't have. You don't have a right for government-paid health care. You don't have a right to create a completely new definition of marriage and force everybody else to accept it. You don't have a right to an abortion. You don't have a right, I think I said this, to government-paid health care. But you know what? They believe it is. Health care is a right. Abortion is a right. Everything is a right because we say it is, right? But the rights we do have, they are attacking full scale as brazenly as I've ever seen. It isn't just Beto O'Rourke who has been exposed as wanting to take away your gun rights. And meanwhile, and I've said this before, but I got to say it again. What's that?
The guest is back.
The guest is back, but it's a little late. You could say goodbye, guest. We literally have 2 minutes. So sorry for the technical issues. Let me get my notes back here. Walter Hoy, very, very sorry. Please give us a final comment on this and maybe we'll have you back so you can talk a little more detail.
Well, Karen, thank you for being patient with me. I really don't understand what happened with my connection, but I want to say I agree so much with what you were saying regarding rights. And I'm hoping that all of us who are hearing this will step up our game and get more involved, because the truth of everything you said is right there in front of us, and it's even in black and white. So God bless you for sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, and when you were gone, I just mentioned that the fraud of saying that conservatives who want black babies to live and Democrats who put abortion clinics in racial minority areas like Margaret Sanger, somehow they are champions of anti-racism. I mean, you know, talk about black is white and white is black, and just ideologically speaking, how can people find you or follow you and hear more about what you guys do?
Wow. Again, God bless you. People can follow us at Issues, and that's plural, Issues, the number 4life.org, issuesforlife.org. Everything's on the website and they can connect with us there.
Well, that's great. And I did it a little too early. We always do that very rushed. Leave us with one more thought. Would you, Walter Hoy the second, actually, founder of Issues for Life Foundation, leave us with one more final thought, would you?
Remember this, without life, nothing matters. Doesn't matter if you've got an education, a family, a job, a business waiting on you. If you can't get out the womb, nothing matters. Without life, nothing matters.
Yes. And without a government that reveres and preserves life instead of cheapens it, then you don't have liberty. Thank you so much, Walter Hoy, for joining us. We'll see you back here on Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, for more of Spouting Off. And remember, stand up, speak out, and keep on a spouting off more now than ever. Be well.